Welcome to Let It Be Easy with Susie Moore.
Do you ever feel like you don't fit in? Now, I don't mean like being a misfit, someone who is very palpably different from the people who surrounds them in whatever way. I mean, it's that inner kind of niggly feeling of, I just don't know if this is the right place for me, if these are the right people for me. I'm not sure if this is where I belong. I remember when I had my corporate job, I couldn't believe how worked up people got in meetings. I couldn't believe how they just cared about things in ways that I couldn't relate. They were all often complaining about simple product solutions. The way that they engaged with each other, I didn't think was always that respectful. And overall, just kind of being in my sea of coworkers, pretty much who I all loved, by the way, I enjoyed my job. I appreciated my job, but I just felt different. I didn't feel like I cared about the same things. And then even though my coworkers and I were fantastic friends, and we still are actually in a lot of cases, they also wanted different things. I noticed their life goals were different to mine. They wanted to buy homes. They wanted to stay in New York. They wanted to create families. They wanted to build their retirement pretty much in the same industry, just forging ahead and expanding each year on, let's say, more of a traditional path. That's awesome. Wonderful. Know who you are, know what you want, and go for it. There is nothing as delicious as clarity and living as you are supposed to. Only you know inside of you what that feels like. It feels like peace. It feels like steadiness. It feels like integrity. It feels clean somehow. And much as I love my coworkers and was appreciative of my job, it was a high-paying job in the tech sector, I just knew it wasn't who I was. I could play the role. I could go in and do it. I could do what was required. I did my job very well, but it wasn't who I am. And there's something that happens to us over time when we fulfill a role that's not us. We lose ourselves. We lose our connection to source. We lose our connection to self. We even lose self-respect. Because we know that we're contorting and changing based on what's required, based on not ruffling feathers, based on being, my least favorite word, realistic about what life should look like. Sometimes our dissatisfaction, our unhappiness, our restlessness, perhaps us even seeking pleasure in things that aren't healthy for us, it's not because we need to change who we are. We need to change where we are. We need a complete context shift. We need to be doing something different. Someone in self-coaching society said to me last year, I've got a great job, but I just want to quit and do van life for 6 months. It's been my dream. I always want to do it. I'm getting older. I fear I will never do the thing that's speaking to me, that's calling to my heart. And look, I don't give anybody advice. I just ask questions. I share examples. I make suggestions. But I can tell you, whatever your van life is, there is a cost of not going for it. And that cost is too expensive. The cost is losing yourself. Your dreams, your desires, what you care about, your goals. These things, notice they're pretty consistent. They don't change. They're pretty steady over time. What's meant to be for you is seeking you. And you can have the most respectable job. You can have your parents' approval. You can have your 401k going up and up and up. But if you are not being the real you in the right context with the right people, doing the right things for you, and only you can define what those things are, no one knows what's inside of you. My friends, fulfillment will evade you. Doesn't matter how good it looks on the outside. Do you need to change where you are in a big way, in a small way, in a subtle way, in a big, bold, surprising way? Something to think about today. until tomorrow, so much love and ease. Hey friend, are you feeling stuck in any era of your life right now? I've got you. With over a decade in coaching and 1,000 self-help books under my belt, I've refined 6 journal prompts that I'm giving to you for free that'll help you coach yourself to a better life in just 6 days. These are amazing if you feel stuck, if you ever battle self-doubt, if you feel restless, if you find goal setting challenging. These prompts are gems in a sea of generic advice. Click the link in the show notes for your free access.